Employee benefits. I shall discuss on the non-taxable portion of employee benefits. The employee benefits include 1. The fringe benefits, 2. Employee discounts, 3. De minimis benefits, 4. Qualified transportation fringe benefit, 5. Employer provided educational assistance, 6. Employer provided life insurance, 7. Accident and health plans, 8. Death benefits, 9. Meals and lodging, 10. Incentive stock options, and 11. Cafeteria plans. For ease of remembering, the acronym I have given is ADMIT FED for PCD. First, fringe benefits. An employee's gross income does not include the cost of any qualified fringe benefit supplied or paid for by the employer. Second, employee discounts. Certain employee discounts are excluded. Employee discounts may not exceed 1. The gross profit percentage normally earned on merchandise, or 20% of the price offered to customers in the case of qualified services. 3. De minimis. The value of property or service provided to employee is excludable as a de minimis fringe benefits if the value is minimal, that accounting for it would be unreasonable or impracticable. Example, use of copy machine, company picnics, etc. 4. Qualified transportation fringe benefits. Up to US$270 per month may be excluded for the value of employer provided transit passes and transportation. Further, an exclusion of up to $270 per month is available for employer provided parking. 5. Employer provided educational assistance. Up to $5,250 may be excluded by employee for the employer provided educational assistance. Employer provided life insurance. Included in the gross income is the cost of group term life insurance paid by the employer, but only to the extent that such cost exceeds the cost of $50,000 of such insurance. The plan cannot discriminate in favor of highly compensated employees. The exclusion only applies to coverage of the employee. Payments for coverage of an employee's spouse or dependent are included in an employee's wages. Hence, when the coverage of the group term life insurance is less than $50,000, the full amount of premium paid by the employer is deductible. However, when the coverage of group term life insurance exceeds $50,000, only the premium of the first $50,000 of coverage that is paid by the employer is deductible. When the group term life insurance protection exceeds $50,000, the employee must include in the income the premium attributable to the amount of coverage in the excess of $50,000. 7. Accident and health benefits. Benefits received by employee under an accident and health plan under which the employer paid the premiums or contributed to an independent fund are excluded from the gross income of the employee. The benefits must be either, first, payment made due to permanent injury or loss of bodily functions, or two, reimbursements paid to the employee for medical expenses of the employee, his spouse or dependents. Any reimbursement in excess of medical expenses is included in the income. 8. Death benefits. All death benefits received by the beneficiaries or the estate of an employee from or on behalf of the employer are included in gross income. 9. Meals and lodging. Meals and lodging furnished on the business premises of the employer, if they are furnished to the employee for the convenience of the employer, are excluded. However, this exclusion does not cover meal allowances. 10. Incentive stock options. According to the Internal Revenue Code, an employee will have no income tax consequences on the grant date or the exercise date of an incentive stock option if that employee meets two requirements. First, the employee cannot dispose of the stock within 2 years after the grant date or within 1 year after the exercise date. Second, the employee must be employed by the company on the grant date until 3 months prior to the exercise date. The non-qualified stock option will result in compensation equal to the difference between the fair market value of the stock and the exercise price. The employee recognizes long-term capital gain if the stock is sold 2 years or more after the option was granted and 1 year or more after the option was exercised. 11. Cafeteria plans. A cafeteria plan is a benefit plan under which all the participants are employees and each participant has the opportunity to select between cash and non-taxable benefits. If a participant chooses cash, such cash is gross income. If qualified benefits are chosen, they are excludable to the extent permitted by the IRC. 12. No additional cost services. Employees can exclude from gross income the value of no additional cost services provided by the employer.